The latest poll in the race for mayor of Boston finds candidate State Representative Marty Walsh has passed City Councilor John Connolly and now has a 7-point lead. One factor for Walsh, which was noted in the UMass Amherst survey, is his support among union workers. This morning, WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the impact of organized labor on the Boston mayor's race.
The UMass Amherst poll of 600 registered voters finds Marty Walsh tied with Connolly in non-union households. But among union households, Walsh, the former leader of the Boston Building Trades, leads Connolly 61-30%. Finding unions against him is an unusual position for Connolly. He's enjoyed the endorsement of unions in previous races. This time, with one of their own in the race, not a single union is backing Connolly. He has tried to cast Walsh as beholden to unions. Brian Schaffner, chairman of the Political Science Department at UMass Amherst, directed the poll. He says unions have also been playing an important role in reaching out to voters on Walsh's behalf.
Many more likely voters said that they had been contacted by someone from the Walsh campaign compared to someone from the Connolly campaign. And I think you can definitely chalk that up to the fact that Walsh has the union organization behind him out on the ground and calling people by phone, and it's showing up in terms of his support.
You know, he just wants to make it a fairer shake for everybody in the city. He wants to make sure that people get paid a living wage.
Working America, the organization that sent out flyers last week to Boston voters saying John Connolly just isn't one of us, is one of the union groups showing up at doors around Boston for Walsh. He asked the group to stop mailing the flyers, though they've continued. But Walsh embraces union support. Working America is a political arm of the AFL-CIO. Michael Conway is canvassing Mattapan as the sun sets and people prepare dinner.
We have encountered, you know, non-union households. We have encountered a lot of John Connolly supporters.
But in this mixed white and African-American neighborhood, you mostly see lawn signs for Marty Walsh. Marvin Martin supports Walsh.
I've met him personally. I like the fact that he's a common man. And he seems to be just like a very ordinary person. And he supports the same things I do, which is good education.
The neighborhood is solidly middle class, full of firefighters and police officers living in modest homes. No one mentions the flyers to Michael Conway as they open their doors to him. Like most people in Boston, Michael Campbell's main concern is the schools.
That's why everybody's leaving Boston, because the school system. I don't have any kids myself, but a lot of people that are friends of mine, they do have kids. They always put them in parochial schools, and that gets very costly. And we have so many schools around here, and there's no reason why the kids can't learn in Boston.
All right, so given that, if you had to vote for one candidate today for mayor, who would you vote for, Walsh or Connolly?
Right now I'm undecided. I'm not taking anybody close to heart, but I'm leaning towards mine. I got the stick around my truck, as you can see.
Conway asks people what time they intend to vote and whether they want to ride to the polls. After an hour and a half, he begins his circuit all over again to hit the houses where people had not yet gotten home. Working America claims that it played a crucial role in Elizabeth Warren's victory over Scott Brown last year. Members went door-to-door for Warren in the blue-collar cities of Worcester, Quincy, and Peabody. The group believes it helped turn Quincy, which had voted for Scott Brown in 2010, to Warren. In Worcester, it claims to have helped Warren win with a bigger margin than Martha Coakley did in 2010. And in Peabody, it claims to have helped narrow Brown's victory. Working America is not alone in going door-to-door for Walsh. The Janitors Union is conducting a door-to-door campaign in Spanish in Jamaica Plain and East Boston. If you believe the latest poll, it seems to be working. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.